We are on Mem Dalet and Aleph 44a. We are one line up from the bottom, and yeah, we have to cover three amudim today, or we'll do as best we can at any rate to do so.
So the question is asked that much.
if at all. The Upsugas Hagagaris is talking about the split trachea, which we included as one of the trephos in the Mishnah. So the first debate is, well, let's see, a Tana. Kama Upsugas Hagagaris. How cut is cut in order for it to be, for this to be a trepho? So the Gemara is Beruba, the majority. But even that's not clear enough for us. Kama Ruba, how much is the majority? So Rav Amar Rav Ovya, Va'ami LaRav Chalala, two different views. One view is the majority of the thickness, and the other view is the majority of the space inside. As Rashi explains, there are a couple of different ways to take Rov Ovya, but the way that he prefers is that Rov Ovya means you include the actual tube, you include the membrane itself. And Rov Chalala is just the space inside. And the reason this matters is because majority, it's not as though the tube itself is symmetrical, so that it's the same thickness on the bottom, so to speak, towards the place where you're entering the neck, and the top, the place at the back. It's not so. Therefore, your majority is actually skewed. And these are two different measures, whether you're going to include the tube itself or you're not going to include the tube itself. And that brings us to a remarkable story. The animal was brought to Rav to check for trephos because it had a gargaris, it had a trachea that was split. And he checked it using the gauge of Rov Ovya, the majority of the thickness, including the tube itself, including the trachea itself. Amr le Rav Kahana Rav Asi le Rav, and Rav Kahana Rav Asi protest, and they say to Rav, Limadatana Rabbeinu Rav Chalala. Rebbe, you taught us that it's the second approach mentioned here in the Gemara, Rav Chalala, the majority of the inner hollow, not the Rav Ovya, the majority including the body of the trachea. Shadre le Kameh de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Rav himself sends it to Rabba Bar Bar Chana for him to check. Rav doesn't simply recant and say, oh, you're right, let me measure it differently. He doesn't answer like Rabba did the other day, oh, I was just checking. Yeah, I wanted to see how you would respond. Instead, he sends it to Rabba Bar Bar Chana for him to check it. Badka Barov Chalala, he checks it using the majority of the inner space. V'achshara, he says, yeah, kosher. Vizavan Mina, and he himself bought from it Betzlesar Istri Pshiti Bisra. He buys meat off of this animal for 13 Istri Pshiti, which is a large coin. Istra comes up elsewhere. But this is a very serious currency. Rashi says Pshutim Bekalim, they were the going currency that you would use in the land. And Rashi gives you a little more information about the Sela Suri. But Tosus and Baba Basra, remember, Babasar Kuflam and Gimelam and Beis. I gave you another reference with Tosfos and Brachos in the footnotes. Tells you that in general, 13 in the Gemara is often a very large number. It doesn't mean this was the sum that he actually paid. The point is, he paid well for this meat. So the Gemara has three challenges to this story. First of all, Vayechi Avid Hachi, how in the world is Rabba Bar Bar Chana able to permit the meat? Vatanya, Brisa says, Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rashi Latar. Chacham says, Tame, you're not allowed to go say Tahor now. Asur, if he says Asur, Ein Chaver Rashi Lahatir, you're not allowed to permit it. So that's question number one, is by what right do you overrule Rav? To which the Gemara answers really a fairly obvious right. The Gemara's answer is fairly straightforward. Shani Acha, the Rav lo asur mesar. The Gemara actually understates it. It said this is a different story because Rav didn't say asur. He changed his mind on it, and as Rashi notes, really the stronger point, Shadrua Lakame de Rabba, he asked Rabba, would you please give a ruling on this? So that challenge isn't such a strong challenge. Second challenge is stronger, goes back to something we learned about already. I'm back on Lamed Zayin. The Kevin Da'ori Ba'chacham Hechi Achal Mina. If a Chacham permits it, granted that he permitted it, but that means there was a Shaila. Why didn't we learn that you're not supposed to, ideally, you're not supposed to eat from a meat that a Chacham has had to be Matir? Vaksiv, Va'omar Aha Hashem Elokim, this is Yechezkel's Pasuk. He protests to Hashem, he says, Hinei Nafshi Lo Mituma, I have not become Tamei, Nevela Utrefa Lo Achalti, Minu Urai Bat Ata, I never ate a Nevela, I never ate a Trefa, Velo Ba Befi Besar Pigul, and no Pigul came to me. And remember, we explained this, and the Gemara now walks us through it. Hinei Nafshi Lo Mituma, my spirit has not been made Tamei, Shlawarharti Bayom Lava or Ubasi was the other edition. Back on Lamed Zayin, Lidei Tuma Balayla. I didn't think inappropriately during the day. Coming to Tuma at night, Tosis is back on Lamed Zayin explained that what he means is that yes, this is something that's usur anyway. A person shouldn't have inappropriate thoughts at any time, but it's so rampant that he's unusual for not engaging in this. Unevelu treifa lavachalti. I didn't eat nevela and treifa. Shalavachalti basar kos meolam. I never ate the meat from the animal that they would say shech shech quickly before it dies. I never ate from the misukenes. Velo ba befi basar pigul. I never ate pigul. Shalavachalti mebehema shahar bachacham. I never ate from an animal that a chacham had to permit or mishum abinasan amu shalavachalti mebehema shalavum matanosa. I never ate from an animal that didn't have the zorah lachayim and keva separated out. And we talked about that being thought dependent, and that was the connection to Pigul, all of that, you know, Ayin Shem back on Lamed Zayin. But the point is, one of the things he says I won't eat is something which a Chacham had to permit. So the Gemara answers, Hani mili milsa detalya besvara. Rabba rachana gemara samach. That's if you're talking about something which depends on a svara. In other words, the Chacham looks at it and says, well, you could rule this way, you could rule that way, they need the meat. Alright, fine, I'll go with the argument for leniency. But he could be wrong. He could have made a fundamental error in his logic, so then I won't eat from that. I'd rather stay away. As opposed to here, where it's about Gemara. It's about how do I do my measurements? Do I do it based on the majority of the width of the thickness of the inside or of the entire trachea? So that was not considered a ruling that would be problematic.
He also paid a lot of money for it to show
that
he's not having
that. Next line. Good. Baruch Shekivanta. Mishum Chshada, our third challenge. But wait a minute. Isn't there an issue of suspicion here? People are going to suspect him of having given this ruling in order to get the meat. And not only that, adding to that, maybe he's getting a break on it. For services rendered. The we should be worried about suspicion. Desanya, middle of the Amud on Mandalat Amud Beis. Desanya, the Brisa says, Donas Adin Zika Vachie Tima Vitiar Asa Vihidir. We're getting the short version of this. Once the Dayan has given the judgment, found somebody innocent, declared something Tar, Tame, or he even said Asa, Ramutar Vachina Edim Sheheidu, as well as witnesses involved in a case, Kulan Rasha and Likach, technically speaking, they are able to benefit from it. They can purchase whatever it is from the person who got it, whatever the case was that was under discussion, they can benefit. But the Chachamim said, distance yourself from that which is ugly and that which even resembles that which is ugly. What in the world does Rabbi Bachana think he's doing? Notice that we don't have him up on charges of having done something usur. But we say this is wildly inappropriate. What was Rabbi Bar Chana doing? So the Gemara answers, Hani mili midi demaz bin mishuma or bishuma, depending on your edition. That's talking about where the item would be sold based on estimation. And therefore, there's a possibility that you're going to catch a break when they estimate it. It's something that, you know, you go into the store and you say, well, how much is that? And they say, well, how much can you pay? And there's a negotiation involved and they set things up, you know, on the fly. Ha, maskala muchach. Here, the weight of it indicates what the price is supposed to be. Not only that, he happened to pay a very, very good price. He paid these 13 coins for it. That's a different story because then it's obvious to everybody that what he did was above board. Kiha de Rava or Rava Shara Dreifta. We have another story in which this should say Rava permitted a treifa. He said, no, that's okay, it's not really a treifa. He ruled that a certain animal was fine. And then he bought meat from it. And Amrle Bas of Chizda's daughter, who remember was Rava's wife. You remember the story? Where the Chizda or Chizda's daughter is sitting on his lap and the two Chacham are in front of him. And he says, which one of these do you want to marry? And she says, both. And Rava chimes in and says, me second. He says, I want to be the second. So that's the story. Rava marries the daughter of no word on what the age difference was. But Rava marries the daughter of Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda is Rashi. No, it's a Kohen. So Rav Chisda's daughter sees that Rava buys from the meat that he himself permitted, and she says, "Abba Shari Buchra Velo Zaven Mine Bisra." My father was able to look at Mumin, and he would look at a Mumin. He looked at a Mumin, a Bechor, and he permitted it, but he wouldn't buy meat from that animal, lest people think that he had rent, that he had said it's a baal mum in order to be able to get the meat. So he kept himself above board. What are you doing? Amar Lassa, whoever replied, Hani Mili Bukhra, that's a Bukhor, that's a different story. Da'ashumim is Davin, because remember that when they sell the Bukhor, they don't sell it the way you sell meat at a butcher ordinarily, out of respect for it. You don't weigh it on the normal scales and all that. It's sold by estimation. Hacha, Maskala Muchach, here, the fact that they weigh it out and they pay by the pound and all that, or the kilogram, that's Muchach, that demonstrates that it's that he's paying the full price. Ma'ika, what concern would you have once I show that I'm paying full price? Mishum umtza ma'al yasa. Is your concern that I might get a better piece of the meat? Kol yom umtza ma'al yasa zavnuli. That happens every day. That's the way they treat me. I'm a talmid chacham, and therefore they give me the best portion of the meat. But it's not because I permitted this. Amr al-Chizda, once we discuss that, once we say that, the Gemara launches into a tangent about what a Talmid Chacham should do regarding treifos and disqualifying one's own treifa. Amr al-Chizda, we're about 12 lines up, 15 lines up from the bottom on 44b. Amr al-Chizda, Ezu Talmid Chacham, who is a Talmid Chacham in terms of investigating treifos? And Tosfos says more than that, that if he lost an object, we would return it to him based on his own recognizance of the item, him saying, oh yeah, that's mine, without providing simanim and all that. So literally, we take this to mean that that's the person who sees a treifa in his own animals and says, that's a treifa. He won't permit it. He'll be honest. If he's going to lose out, he'll be honest about it. That's someone you can trust. The Zevra Bayur Hasidus Lashas brings on this, the Musar, Haroa Treifa La'atzmo. When he looks for treifos in other actions, in other people's actions, the first place he looks is his own actions. He'll see a treifa in himself. That's the Talmid Chacham. The Amar of Chizda, and Chizda also said. No, I mean, he has to give Musar also, but first he looks in himself to make sure that he's not flawed. It doesn't mean that he'll never give Musar. If so, then he's also lacking. This whole thing is Bayuri Chasidus. It's not pshat. And the line is, if he, when he looks at his own animal, he'll say, oh, that's a treifa. The Amr of Chizda, Ezu Sone Matanos Yechem. Rav Chizda also says, what is the case of Sone Matanos Yechia, one who hates gifts will live? Zeharoa treifa la'atzmo. That's somebody who won't even benefit inappropriately. He calls his own animal a treifa. Certainly he won't take money from others. The Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Yishchai, says that a chacham is chayim. The two yuds combine to make the chaf. Chacham is chayim. So he says, Talmid Chacham draws life from Torah. And any money he receives is not what matters to him. And that's true for the roa treifa la'atzmo, and it's also true for the sonei matanos yichya. He doesn't want gifts, even if he receives the gifts. What he really wants is the life that he receives from Torah. So that's how the Ben Yishchai connected these two statements of Rav Chizda. In both cases, the point is, he draws his life from the Torah, and that's the essence for him.
He quotes an anonymous source here where he managed to find a kula for others, for himself, his mother.
Right. Well, that's the treifa la'atzmo. That makes perfect sense, right? Darash Mar Zutra Mishmed Rav Chizda. So Mar Zutra teaches in the name of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is getting a big play in this Gemara. Kol mi shakari v'shonev ro'a treifa la'atzmo v'shimesh tamid chachamim. If a person does the three elements that make a person a Talmid Chacham, he's kore, he reads, shone, he reviews, or he learns Mishnah, depending on how you take the word shone, and he serves tamid chachamim. That's a key component of the process of becoming a Talmid Chacham. Shimesh Tamid Chachamim, which Rashi says here means Gemara, he learns logic by the Chachamim, he watches how they do these things, and he also sees a treifa for himself and says, in his own property, that's a treifa. Olav HaKasav Omer Yegia Kapecha Kisochel Ashrecha V'Tov Lach. Regarding him, the Pasuk says, when he eats his own Yegia Kapayim, his own work, meaning he wouldn't take from anybody else, clearly, because he doesn't even take his own, he is fortunate and it's good for him. And Rav Zvid Omer Zocha Benochel Shnei Olamos, he gets two worlds out of this. Olam Hazeh Ha'olam Haba. How do you get that from that pasuk? Ashrecha v'tov lach. Ashrecha, you are fortunate. Olam Hazeh in this world, v'tov lach, and it's good for you. Olam Haba in the next world. There's a wealth of things we could be saying on this, but we have to go weiter. Rabbi Elazar, Kevu Meshadu, Lemi Bein Nasiya, Midi Lo Shakil. When they sent a gift to Rabbi Elazar from the Nasi's house, he would not accept it. V'chavu Mezamni Leilo Azil. And when they invited him to come for a feast, he would not go. Amar, he said, Lo Kaboy Mar De'echi. He said, you don't want me to live. If you're inviting me and giving me gifts and all that. Tichsiv, V'sane Matanos Yechia, the Pasuk says. You hate gifts, he'll live. Again, as the Ben Yehoyada said, he can accept gifts, he just has to hate them. So that's what he does. He hates gifts, but and therefore he won't accept. But Rabbi Zera ki mishadri lelo shakil ki avu mezamnin lay ozil. Rabbi Zera would come for a feast. Omar, he said, is yakuri hu demis yakrubi. He said, because it's their honor when I show up. The fact that they had me over is an honor for them. So it's really I'm only showing up in order to help them. Okay. Back to our regularly scheduled dry trefos. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, second line of Muhammad Aleph. Nikva kinafa mitstarfin laruba. What do you do if you have a trachea that has multiple holes in it? How do you measure these holes as far as rendering it a trefa? So he says you combine the holes together towards a majority. That's how you gauge it. You say if these were all together, would it be the majority of the width? Possibly. Doesn't have to be, but possibly. Masiv Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah challenges that, and he says, well, wait a minute. Uba Gugoles, when you're dealing with the skull, sheyesh ba nekev echad aruch, which has one long hole, afilu yesh ba nekavim harbei, even if it has multiple small holes, mitstarfim lemelomak deach. We combine it for the measure regarding the skull. This is talking about Tumah and Tahara, not by Trefos. And we say that the measure there is the hole puncher, the Deach, the drill. That's the measure for a hole such that the skull will no longer be considered intact and will not communicate Tumah. So he says, or at least Tumah's Ohel anyway, so he says there we combine multiple holes to this shear, this gauge of being a, so to speak, of a drill. Alma came into Shiura Malomak Deach, Le Malomak Deach Mitstarfin. Hachanami came into Shiura Ki Iser, Le Ki Iser Mitstarfin. So he says the shear for a skull normally is the hole punch, the makadeach. So that's how you look at this. You say, is there a shear of that when you combine all the holes? Well, the shear for a trachea, ordinarily, is not rove. The shear for the trachea or the hole is ki'isar. So therefore, the shear should be like an isar, the isar coin. The answer, though, is that he had forgotten what Rabbi Chelbo said, citing Rav. There are two different types of holes in the trachea. If it's a hole that actually took away some of the material of the walls, then the gauge is an iser coin. However, if it's a hole in which there's simply penetration of the tube, however, it didn't lose any material. The material is all there, intact. Summit start from Laruba, then in fact, rove is the measure. The flap of skin is still there, then the rove is the measure. So that's why we used rove in this discussion. That's what we had to be talking about, holes that did not actually take away from the skin of the tube. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Bishur Ben Levi, Nitla Hemen Aritsua, Mitztarefes Liki Isa. He says if there's a strip taken out of it, then so it actually loses material. Then we work with the Isar measure. That's how we'll gauge it.
Isar is a smaller measure or bigger measure?
Isar is smaller, I think. Smaller measure. The Bar Minei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, which actually leads to a question we're about to get. You're leading me on here, Matel. You didn't learn this on Tisha B'Av, right? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani asked Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Nikva Kinafa Mahu. What if it has holes like a sieve? It has multiple holes in it. So Amar Lei. So he said we learned this. Harei Amru Nikavim Sheish Ben Chisarun Mitzdarven the Kiyizer V'Shein Ben Chisarun Mitzdarven the Ruba. We said you combine the holes, and it depends on whether they are taken away from the skin of it or not. So his question is, yeah, but ba'ofa mai, what's going to be the rule regarding a bird? And the problem with a bird is that it has a much smaller trachea. So how are you going to combine it to reach an isar? An isar is too large. So if you had told me rove, I'd be fine. Rove is rove, whatever the tube is. What do you do with this isar measure? So Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Ledidi Mifresh Aliminei De Rabbi Elazar. I learned from Rabbi Elazar, this is what you do. Mekaplo Umanicho Al Pi Hakana. What you do is, you take the flesh from around the hole, the perimeter of the hole, and you gauge that as though that's gone also. But you put that over the entrance of the trachea. Im chofa es roba kana trefa. V'imlav kishera. If the space that's covered by the hole with the skin that's around it, you're using the skin in order to do this, covers the majority of the entrance to the kana, it's a trefa. In other words, instead of using a coin, I use the entrance to the majority of the entrance to the trachea. If it does, then it's a trefa. If not, if it doesn't cover that much space, if it's smaller than the majority of the entrance, that's my standard kshera. Amar of Papa, and Papa says, v'simanech nafya. The way to remember this is nafya. Nafya means the sieves that they used to set up. Rashi says they would take the hindquarter flesh of the horse and put it over a hole that was the entrance. And the point for us is that that's what you're doing here. You're extending the flesh over the entrance to the tube. And that's how you gauge it. Okay, still on the issue of the trachea, though. We're not done with the trachea. Nistika, if it's split, if the trachea's entrance is actually... Yeah. I'm sorry, I jumped the line. Nifchasa kidelet. What if it has a gap in it, but it's like a door, in the sense that the flesh is a flap that peels back or could fall back into place? So what's going to be the disqualification? Amar of Nachman Kadeshi Kanes Isar Leroch Bo. In that case, we use the Isar coin as our standard, but entering widthwise. And what we mean by that is that it could actually pass through. We see this in various areas of halacha. There's a difference between the measure of a coin or any round or any entity into a space, or the measure of the width of that coin itself. The width of the coin itself is smaller than the width if you're actually going to enter, to go in and out, to actually be able to pass through it. So he says the standard here is not a simple isser, the width of the isser, but it's the isser actually being put through the gap. Nistika, what if it was split? And what we mean by split is it's split lengthwise, head to tail, as opposed to being split up and down within the shechita zone. In other words, the splits we've been talking about until now. I didn't bring the pencil today, so I'll have to roll up the piece of paper instead. Sorry, I got a trachea here. Thanks. We've been assuming you're talking about holes that go this way in the split. But what if the hole goes this way, right? Head being here, body being here. So now, what's the gauge that we use?
The seal there.
Yeah. So Rashi says that it's right. No, but Rashi's point is only that when the animal extends, when the animal shifts and you have a split that's the first way, the way we've been discussing until now, it really gets pulled and the thing opens up and closes. Whereas if you're dealing with the orech, then yes, it'll stay close. The sides will stay closer together, and there's a chance of it healing up. That's correct. So, or at least being stronger. So, Amar Rav, afilu nishtayer ba'elachulia achas lamalia v'chulia achas lamata, k'shera. He says, as long as you have one chulia above and one chulia below, it's going to be kosher. Rashi explains that each chulia is actually three rings. He gets that from the expression of chulia back in Menachos regarding tzitzis, when you wrap the strings around and it's called a chulia. He says three rings is what we're talking about here for this chulia. So he says you need three rings of cartilage above and three rings of cartilage below. But after that, your hole can be however big it is, and it's kshera. Amrua kamed Rabbi Yochanan. They said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and he said ma chulia de kama Rab. What are you talking about? What's this chulia stuff that Rab is saying? The Rab takes a beating here. Ela ema afilu nishtayer ba'la mashu lamala umashu lamata kshera. Any minimal amount of flesh remaining above and below, kosher, that's all that it needs. And Amruah Kameh de Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeh de Rabbi Yonasan, Hachi. They said this in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that it's Mashu above, Mashu below. Amar lo, and he said to them, Yad in Chavrin Bavloi Lefarushehi Haytaima. The Babylonians know to explain it this way. So Rabbi Yochanan hears this, cited from Rabbi Yonasan, and he gives his approval to that idea. Mashu at the top, mashu at the bottom is good enough. Okay. We now move from that into a discussion of the bottom of the trachea for Shechita. Remember that back on Yuches we defined the top of the trachea with the cricoid cartilage. And on Mem Gimel we defined the limits of the esophagus. So now we're going to get to the bottom of the trachea. Tanur Chir by Yosef Kamedov Yochanan Kolat Savar Kulo Kasher L'Shechita. He says the whole neck is kasher for Shechita. Mitavas Hagedola Ad Kanfei Reya Hatachtona, from the great ring of cartilage on top, all the way down to the lobes of the lungs below. So Amar Rava Tachtona Shehi El Yona. Rava said the lower, which is the upper. I say the extension of the neck when it grazes, that which gets exposed when it extends its neck naturally, as long as it's not forced to extend its neck. Rashi says here, on this, the lobes of the lung, the lower, which is the upper, hatachtona, it's about 8-9 lines down in the large line, in the wide lines in Rashi. The lower one, when the animal is hung, da'inu unos kitanos, meaning the small lobes, shehi eliona kishaozin bekana ba'areya tzluya lamata, which is the upper one if you're holding it from the trachea and the lung is hanging down. So what he means is the uppermost lobes of the lung, the lobes of the lung that are closest to the head, would be another way to say this. So that's the rule. But boy, Rav Chanina asks, "V'item Rav Chananya, some heads of Chananya, unsa atz mamahu? The animal itself might force itself to extend its neck farther than usual. Is that space that's exposed now kasha for shechita?" So he says, "Teku, I don't know." And therefore, again, we say teku on an iser. We say that you're not allowed to do it. Yasir Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Navat Milsam ibn Ayil. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are learning, and the discussion comes up. Anas b'simanim b'shachat psula. If he grabs the simanim and forces them out and shachts, that's possible. Nikav hakana lemata min achazen nidon kireya. And if the kana, if the trachea has a hole in it lower than the chest of the animal, meaning beyond the site for shechita, so nidon kireya, you judge it like the lung and not like the shechita zone anymore. And therefore, the standard, as Rashi says, is a mashu. Any minimal hole in the lung is going to disqualify it. Once you get beyond the point of shechita, it's like the lung. We're going to talk about that more in a few minutes. Tanu Rabbanan, Brisa says, Ezu chazeh, what is the chest of the animal that you're saying is like the lung? Zeharoa es hakarko, about 10 lines up from the bottom. That's the part that sees the ground. That's the meaning that when the animal is walking, it's the part that's towards the ground. Lemata ad hatzavar, lemala ad hakeres. Below. To the neck and above to the belly. Rashi explains on this. The sheer orko, the sheer of its length is lemala ad hakeres, is above to the stomach. Kshabehima tluya lahavshit hayunolin osa vachotech bitzlavs haktanos alayonos imo mishte defanos. When they would take the animal and they would suspend it for skinning the animal, they would cut away the two small uppermost ribs with the sides, echad bikan, one on each side. Those are the ones that surround the trachea. So the point is going up the sides up until you hit the belly, and that's actually the Gemara. This brisa is not talking about shechita issues. This ezu chaz is aroas hakarka. It's talking about the chaz of a shog that you give to the kohen. So so for these purposes, we say it's the section that sees the ground going up to the neck, meaning when you're going towards the head, it's up to where the neck begins, going back towards the belly, going towards caudally, towards the back of the animal, to the keres, to the stomach, and the two sides up where the ribs are. That's your section, that's the chaza, that's going to the kohen. Okay, that's not a treifa discussion, that's just a chaz of a shog discussion. Nikav krum shel moach, damage to the brain of the membrane of the brain of the animal. So remember that there are two layers to the membrane. There is the upper layer called the dura, there's the lower layer called the pia. You can see nice pictures of this on page 45 in the Tzmunei Chol. Oh, the fun's just beginning. The Rabu Shmuel Damri Travayu Karma Iloha Ava Gab Delo Ink of Tata'a. The Amrila Ad Ink of Tata'a. Two different versions of what kind of a hole will render the animal a trefa. One version is, even if it's just the dura, the upper membrane that's been pierced, and the other one says no, it requires a piercing of the upper and the pia, the lower membrane as well. Amar Bishmuel Bar Nachmeni, Bishmuel Bar Nachmeni says, V'simanech Chaisa de Misnach Bey. He says the way to remember this, the way to identify it, is that it's like a bag in which the brain is found. Meaning the way to recognize the lower layer is that it's the sack in which the brain is actually found. That's the Rush's explanation based on the Karban Nisanal, that's what we're saying here. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yehoshua ben Levi, Kenegdo Bebeitzim Nikar. He says when you're dealing with the beitzim of the animal, you also have a dual membrane of that's involved. And they give you a picture of that in the Tzmunei Chol as well. And the point is only that you have the same setup where you have two membranes, right? Amar Bishum and Pazi, Amar Bishum and Levi, Bishum Bar Kapara, Moach, Kol Masha Bekdeira Nidon Kamoach. Moach doesn't mean brain, even though that's the term that we use today. We use Moach for brain. But Moach means marrow or soft material that's inside of a harder protective cover. So he says here that when you're dealing with Moach, Kol Masha Bekdeira, everything that's inside the pot, meaning inside the skull, has the status of the moach, such that the Rashi says, "Kol mas shebekedera shebegogoles ad shlo hischalatzis min akedera layasos chut." Anything there before it starts to descend into the brain stem, into the spine, counts as moach. Shari chut ashedra min moach ubav, because the spine itself is going to contain this moach material. So anything in the skull is moach. Hischal limshoch, once it starts to go downward into the spinal cord, nidon kechut hashadra, we treated the spinal cord. Umehechan matchili mashech, where is the split? At what point do you say now it's spinal cord? So Amar Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni lididi mifreshili mineder b'shua ben Levi. I learned it from b'shua ben Levi. Kimin shnei polin yesh munachan al pi hakdera. Two polin. The Tzmunei Chol has nice pictures of this. They're called the occipital condyles. These are bones that extend from the skull into the first vertebra. You have pictures here. In the Tzmunei Chol on the bottom of page 46. They give you a view, but there's a better view. Sorry, that's not the view I wanted. They have a better view on page 48. That's where they have the picture. So you have these occipital condyles that's your break point. The munachan al pi kedera, like they're sitting on top of the pot that is the skull. Menapolin vilifnim kilifnim, menapolin velachutz kelachutz. Whatever is towards the skull is brain. Whatever is towards the spinal cord is spinal cord. Upolin atzman eni yodeya. And the truth is, I don't know what to do about the soft stuff that's in the space where the occipital condyles actually are. Umistabra kilifnim. But logically, I would say I would treat that as the skull as well. Rabbi Yirmiyah badak ba'ofa va'ashka k'min shnei polin munachan al pi akedera. Rabbi Yirmiyah checked this in a bird and found also, like the occipital condyles, the Tzmunei Chol that notes that in birds it's technically one condyle, but it has a cleft. The Tzmunei Chol also quotes Rebelsky saying that Rabbi Yirmiyah is teaching us here that you need to learn trefos with the animals. Rabbi Yirmiyah actually goes to the animal to see what is this. He opens up the bird to see. He doesn't just learn it out of a sefer. Well, he didn't have a sefer anyway, but you get the idea. Nikav halev lebeis chalalo. So if you really want to learn trefos, you need the live demonstration, or dead demonstration, as the case may be. Nikav halev lebeis chalalo. We then move on to the heart. And we talk about what happens with a hole in the heart of the animal. We said if the hole goes through to the inside, it's a trefa. But boy, Rabbi Zera says, you know, hearts have multiple chambers. So what do you mean when you say a hole in the heart? And for those following along with the pictures, what you're going to want at this point is page 52, and at least in my edition it is, where they give you a picture of the heart with the chambers. So he says, do you mean the small a space inside, or lebeis chalal gadol, or the large space inside. Rashi has a very odd description of the chambers of the heart. The Tmunei Chol says the views that are presented in the Rishonim conflict with each other because they were talking about cutting into the heart at different planes and at different angles, and that will determine how many spaces inside the heart you're actually going to find and what the orientation will be. But the question, according to the Rambam, is: are you talking about the left ventricle? That's what they mean by the big chamber, or are they talking about a smaller one? So, Amar le Abaye, mighty Bayalach. Abaye says, what's your question? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah regarding the lungs, Rabbi Shimon Omar Achi Tanakev le Beis Hasimponos, that is called a hole in the lung if it's into the place of the tubes inside, the hollows inside, Vama Rabba Batachlifa, Amar Vimri, Abba, Amar Rabba Achi Tanakev le Simpon Gadol. And there we said it means the large branch of the lungs. So to here, it should be the large hole. To which the Gemara says, "Hachi hashta, here is now." These are two different things. Hasam lebeis hasimponos ketani leicha deshavchi simponos kulu. There it said the beis hasimponos. That means the main branch of the lungs, from which all the other branches are going to emerge. Literally, they all pour into it. But here it said, it's hollow, the hollow of the heart. Mali chalakata, mali chalakata. I might say, it could be the small hole just as easily as the big hole. That may not be adequate proof. So you don't have a proof based on that. Kana halev. Kana halev, we assume, is the aorta. We said that also could render it a trefa, damage to the aorta. Rav Amar B'Mashu, Rav says any minimal hole in the aorta and the animal is finished, it's a trefa. Ushmuel Amar B'Rubo, and Shmuel says no, the majority. Hainiu Kana Halev, what is the Kana Halev? So here we get a funny description. Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rabba Bar Yitzchak says, citing Rav, Chelev Shagabe Defanos, the fat on the walls inside the animal descending from the ribs, from the spinal cord, Rashi says. So he says, what? What are you talking about? Ela shagabe dofne hareya. Rather, he means the fat that's on the sides of the lungs. And Rashi says that it's fat that descends between the lobes of the lungs, and is stuck to the spine, and it's connected to the hollow inside the heart. This is very hard to understand. The aorta is our general assumption of it because the aorta has a fatty sheath. And so the Marashal said, that's what we're talking about, is the aorta. The Tmunei Chol points out in his footnotes, 3.33, that some read the Rambam as saying pulmonary artery here, but the Marashal disagrees, because the pulmonary artery does not have a fatty sheath. The Tmunei Chol has a way to justify it. It could be the pulmonary artery, but what generally read is that it's the aorta.
Where's the lungs in comparison to the heart?
So do you have the picture on page
53?
I mean, the picture on the top on page 53, they give you a nice view of the trachea descending, right? The esophagus, right? And going right by the heart there.
The lungs are in front of the heart. The heart's the darker shade to the left.
Yeah.
And these are the lungs we're looking
at. Yes, the lungs are down on the right. Sorry?
Surrounding.
Yeah.
More in front
of the back. Right. I mean, you can sort of see it. If you look at the shading difference, yeah. The heart is behind where these two lungs are.
Right.
In this picture. Yeah, lungs and heart behind. They're hanging at the same height inside the inside the animal. Well, they're not hanging because it's an animal, but if it was a human, it would be standing up, we'll be hanging. So that's what we got. That's nothing compared to the confusion that's about to hit us. The Amar Amemar Mishmeder of Nachman. Amemar says in the name of Rav Nachman, Tlasa Kane Habu. He says there are three Kana. Chad Parish Laliba, Vachad Parish Lareya, Vachad Parish Lakavda. One goes to the heart, one goes to the lungs, and one goes to the liver. The Reya Kereya, the Kavda Kikavda. The one that goes to the lung is like the lung, the one that goes to the liver is like the liver. The Liba, the one that goes to the heart, Pligis, Amachlokes, Marbar. He had it as the opposite. Dereya kikavda, the one that goes to the lung, we treat as the liver. Dekavda, the one that goes to the liver, kereya is like the lung. And the liba pligi, the debate is on the one of the heart. What in the world are you talking about? So this is a major, major problem. The Tmunei Chol in footnote 3.34 has a long discussion pointing out problems in Rashi, problems in the Rambam, and he prefers the following suggestion. There are three vessels that emerge from the heart. Is the way he has it. The aorta is the one that travels to the heart. And that's the one that we're saying is like the heart. Depending on which view, well, it may be a machlokes in the second view. The pulmonary artery, which is the one that takes blood from the heart to the lungs, is the one that's going to the lungs. And the vena cava is the one that's to the liver. It's really returning blood, returning blood north, so to speak, to the heart. But it's the one that would be viewed as connecting to the liver. And if you take a look in your pictures on Tlasa Kanihabu, you see how he gets that. Because the vena cava is coming right up there in the middle. You see it? Chet Parash Lekavda. And the liver is right below there. There are all sorts of problems with every explanation of this, but that's a decent way to read it. Also, I remember I did this in Allentown when I gave the daf there, and the daf there I never prepared. I would walk in and open up the Gemara straight, and I remember this was so confusing. Also, Rav Chiya bar Yosef Amar Lishmaisa de Rav Kameh de Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef repeated Rav's statement about the three kana in front of Shmuel. Amar Lei, and he said, Ihachi Amar Abba lo yada betrefos velo klom. If Abba said this, he doesn't know anything about trefos. Which, remember the debate about Abba. We said earlier, Rashi says Abba is a name of authority and respect that he's giving him, which is kind of funny in the context of the line. It's like Israelis. If you ever hear Shir and Yeshiva in Israel, and Israelis will say, Harav, Harav, and then they'll say, Harav doesn't know what he's talking about, but they'll speak in third person and call him Harav. The other approach is Rashbam and Tosfos, that Abba was actually Rav's name. And that fits a little bit in terms of the line. But okay. The Nishbar HaShedra, broken spine in the animal. The Sotanu Rabbanan, Chut HaShedra Shenifsak Berubo Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the damage to the spine, such that it'll be a trefa, is if it's split in the majority. Rabbi Yaakov Amra Omer Afilu Nikov. Rabbi Yaakov says even if it's simply punctured, even a hole in it. Hora Rebbe Ki Rabbi Yaakov. Rebbe followed the view of Rabbi Yaakov, even though he had disagreed. Rebbe recanted and said, you know what, I follow Rabbi Yaakov, even a hole in it. Rav Huna ain alachik Rabbi Yaakov. So Rav Huna says, no, Rabbi, you were right. That in fact it's a split. The kamo rubo, and how much would be the majority? So Rav Amar Rov O Ro. Rav says the majority including the membrane of it. Actually, not including, I'm sorry, just the membrane. He says, I don't care about the nerve tissue on the inside. I only care about the shield of it. And Rebelski explains, the Tmune Chol in 3.35 explains, that it's because if there's damage to the inside, it'll result in paralysis but not death. If there's damage to the outside, to the shield outside, it'll get infected. And that's what will render it a trefa. And that'll, because it will ultimately die from that. So the majority of the outside of the spine. Ve'amri la rov mocho, and somehow it says, no, the majority of the nerve tissue on the inside. Madama rov mocho, if you say it's the nerve tissue, kol shekain rov oro, certainly the majority of the outside will constitute a trefa. Lamadama rov oro, but according to the one who says the majority of the outside, rov mocho mai, what happens if the inside, the majority of it, has been severed? Tashma, the Amr Niuli, Amr of Huna, Rubo Sha'amru, Rov O Ro. Malachze, lo malav, lo morid. He said, no, the inside stuff, that doesn't render it a trefa, it's the outside that we are concerned about. Rav Nassan bar Avin of a Yasid Kameh de Rav. Rav Nassan bar Avin is sitting in front of Rav. Badak barov o rov, a kabadik barov mocho. He checks the majority of the outside, and he checked the majority also of the nerve tissue inside. Amar lei, in rov o rov kaya, mochze, eno mala velo morid, veno morid. The Rav said to him, don't do that. Once you have the membrane outside, that's good enough. Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Bishua ben Levi. I'm sorry for running through this, but we have no choice here. Amar Rabba Barachana Amar Bishua ben Levi Nismarech Pasul. If it liquefies, the marrow inside, the nerve tissue inside liquefies. This is like mad cow that you're talking about. So if it liquefies, pasul nismas meis pasul. If it melts a little bit, it's pasul. Ezu hamracha ve'ezu hammas masa. What is liquefaction? What is melting? Hamracha kol shenishpach kikita. Liquefied is if it'll pour like from a pitcher. Mismasa, if it melted, kol she'eno yachol lamod. If it can't stand, and Rashi says where it says that it can't stand, he says, where was it? The third of the white lines. It's become clear. It's not so liquid. But what would happen is, if you would grip the spine, and you would put part of it above and below, it would fall, you would hold it like this, the spine, it would actually fall. So in other words, it's not that the animal can't stand, it's that the spine itself can't support its own weight. That's what we're talking about. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, "Eino yochalam of the kvedo mai? What if the reason it can't stand is just because it's weight, because of the weight, and not because it's no longer really, really strong? It's just there's too much of a weight on it. Teiku." Don't have an answer. Again, therefore, aser. Bei Rav Amri nismasmeis pasul nismasmeis kosher. In the yeshiva of Rav, they said that if it's nismasmeis, if it melted, pasul, but nismasmeis is going to be kosher. The nismasmeis is okay. Rashi says nisrokin me'amach m'ktsasim e'ilav, that some of the nerve tissue inside has actually disappeared. It's actually disintegrated. It's gone. And I think that was actually the mad cow one. The meis face, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Behemesh Nismazmeis Mocha Trefa. The Gemara challenges it and says, what do you mean? Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, if it's Nismazmeis, it's Trefa, not Kosher. No, Hahi Nismazmeis Itmar. You see how you could get those two words confused easily. He says, that's Nismazmeis. That's this masmeis, I should say. Ini, the Gemara says, really? Va'levi Abba Yosef be Masusa. Levi was in the bathhouse, like the Gemara in Shabbos, where Levi was in the bathhouse. Levi was in the bathhouse. Chaz Yalu Gavra de Tarye Lereshe. And he saw somebody fall and bang his head. And there was some kind of a concussion that was involved, according to the note in the margin, this Nadneid Mocho. Omar, and he said, Nismazmeis Moche de Dain. And he said, oh, this man's head has just gone through Nismazmeis. And he's not going to survive. That's what our assumption is. Lav de lo chaye, isn't he saying, oh, and he won't live? So Nismazmeis is in fact posel. Amar Abaye lo, lomar sheino molid. Abaye said, no, what he was describing was damage to the nerves such that the man would no longer be able to engage in reproduction. That was the issue, sheino molid. He won't be able to reproduce. That's the concern. Rabbi Bale said he could pick up from here. So since it's age 6:45, we better go into chakras, and that's good enough for now. Go ahead.